only the essentials.
Just the essentials.
I only brought the essentials.
I never leave home without all the essentials.
You're listening to Pop Culture Essentials, your guide to the latest movies.
I love this movie.
Oh, I love this movie.
Games. TV.
You know what else,
Streaming.
Chrissy, wake up!
And pop culture news.
Pop culture and current events.
So sit back, relax,
and let your host, Dallas Star, Nick and Pete take you through this week's Pop Culture Essentials.
Welcome back to Pop Culture Essentials for a very special episode. We are going to not have any of our news or our two favorite games. Not even the box office. We're just here to talk about a little movie, little indie flick. I doubt you've heard of it. No. It's called the Super Mario Brothers movie.
If you know who I am, but I'm about to rule the world.
Wow, yay.
But there's one problem. There's a human, has a mustache, just like you.
Do you think I know every human being with a mustache wearing an identical outfit with a hat with the letter of his first name on it? Because I don't.
Bowser is coming. Together, we are going to stop that monster.
How? Look at us. We're adorable.
It is out right now in cinemas. We were all fortunate enough to see it early.
Mm.
And I believe that we have some thoughts.
Yes. So, thoughts I'm capable of having, yes.
Look, I'm going to keep the plot pretty generic.
That's not that hard.
It's not. So Mario and Luigi live in New York, which
Brooklyn.
We'll dive into that. And they are attempting to make a plumbing business and a name for themselves. They find a random pipe in an underground sewer. And
can we just reference just because they're in Brooklyn and they found a pipe doesn't allude to anything. Adult here, it was a magical green pipe, which doesn't magical, make that sound any better.
Yeah. That takes them through a rainbow passage. Yeah, this is sounding it just keeps
sounding like they're taking drugs.
To a
magical green pipe that takes two brothers to a magical rainbow land where they
full of mushrooms.
Yeah.
They're the mushroom kingdom.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. Mario teams up with Princess Peach to stop the all-powerful Bowser from conquering the world. It stars Chris Pratt as Mario, Charlie Day as Luigi, Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach, Jack Black as Bowser, and a unforgettable Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
I'm going to add in there Keegan-Michael Key and, as Toad as well, because he was pretty damn good. He was fun.
What are your thoughts on this movie?
When Pete and I walked out and we spoke to our lovely, lovely Universal rep, who I will give a shout out, Wendy, who is one of the best out there. We looked at her and we said, that's going to be a $1 billion movie.
Yeah.
And it's completely okay. It's completely fine. It's inoffensive. It sticks to a generic hero's journey plot. It has fun moments. It's beautifully animated. The voice cast are perfectly fine. Some good standouts. This movie did exactly what I expected it to do. And I don't think it was bad because of it. And I don't think it was great because of it. It is perfectly fine. And it's going to make $1 billion. Pete, what about you? And we sat next to each other. Like, obviously, when Pete and I go to the screens, we usually just sit next to each other anyway. So
we would sit next to each other and hold each other's hands.
Hold each other's hands. And we laugh and we giggle in the sunflower fields. But we generally had like the same reaction throughout the film, that like, we were laughing at the same things.
Yeah, we laughed at the same jokes. It was both. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't this game changing animated film, but it's not awful. No. I think people that have never played the game will enjoy it because it's fast paced. There's lots of action sequences. The colors are, you know, like thrown in your face. It's got good jokes for kids. There are some sort of good jokes for adults. But obviously if you've played the games, you probably get a little bit more out of it because there are so many nice little, like, I guess like Easter eggs and references and, you know, like, you've got the Mario Kart sequence, which is, you know, pretty exciting.
That was pretty outstanding, I will admit.
I do, as Nick said, the animation is stunning.
It is fucking good.
There were some scenes when the New York sequences when they went down into like the sewer and the water and everything, like it looked very, very lifelike.
The first time I really noticed, well, I mean, it wasn't even the first time, it's the opening scene with Bowser, the texture.
Yeah.
On Bowser, how the texture of the animation differed from his shell and his horns to his skin. I was like, oh shit, like that looks incredible. So visually, this movie is outstanding.
And yeah. I think a lot of people obviously got upset when it was announced that Chris Pratt was voicing Mario. It didn't help when the trailer came out and we heard maybe 3 lines of what he said. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself. I don't know how you feel, Alistair. I'm pretty sure Nick feels the same way as me. It is not a bad voice performance. It makes perfect sense when you realize they're Italian-American brothers, so that's why they don't necessarily like have the Italian accent. I love that when you first meet them, it's the really cheesy commercial and they're speaking like super, super put on Italian accents. And I can't wait for people to think that that's what they're going to sound like the entire film.
It got us. Like, did it get you, Alistair? So when it cuts to that, like the advertisement and it's like, it's me, Mario, and me, Luigi. And we went, oh no, like they did it.
And talking and you're just like, oh, cool. It's just Italian-American brothers. So,
yeah.
Like,
it's a fun way to open the
And I don't know if it's almost like, I don't know if that was almost something that they put in afterwards to be like, fuck, we need to
appease
everybody because Chris got so much flack for it. He didn't sound like Keegan-Michael Key to me as Toad.
No, he was awesome as Toad. He was really good.
Jack Black, like, I think Bowser's kind of underutilized. Mm. He never feels entirely imposing because obviously he wants Peach, but then, you know, he's singing on pianos about her and he never felt like super, super like, oh no, he's not going to beat us.
One of my notes was, it's a little rapey.
Yeah,
like the whole like I'm gonna force you to marry me or I'm gonna kill everyone, and then the piano scenes, like I was like,
I didn't find as funny but even outside of like the context, and because obviously like if you look at the Mario video games, right, but it's all about Bowser is trapped Princess Peach in her castle, so there is already already this undertone that is not nice. But I thought he was fantastic as Bowser when he's speaking. And then when he was singing, I went, oh, that's Jack Black.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was like, it took me out a little bit.
He has a contract that if you sign him up now, he has to perform at least one song.
Yeah. And he gets two in this.
And, so, we got two.
Because when he's talking, it doesn't sound like Jack Black.
Mm. He's really good. Like, I thought Jack Black was great.
He does like that. And you're like, oh, there it is.
That's good. Jack Black. But, however, we did get Seth Rogen. We got Donkey Kong doing a Seth Rogen laugh. And that's something that I think I'll treasure forever.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things where, like, Rogen's voice just matches that character. Like, he doesn't really have to do much else. Whereas, like you said, Keegan-Michael Key as Toad is completely different, and it's really funny. When Bowser's on, he's on. And I agree with you. I think Chris Pratt, because Chris Pratt is voice acting. It's not Chris Pratt doing Chris Pratt. He is actually acting as Mario, which I don't know, wow, sounds like a stretch. Wow. But like, he is really good. And I liked Mario as a protagonist in this film. I actually really got behind that. And like, Anya Taylor-Joy is fine as Princess Peach. I think the character of Princess Peach outshines like Anya Taylor-Joy's performance, if you know what I mean. Like, they flip her in this as the, not the damsel in distress, but she is the one who has built such a reputation as like a badass princess in the Mushroom Kingdom. And she is the one who ultimately leads everyone into the battle with Bowser, right? So,
and that was a really good choice.
I agree. Yeah.
I think that was a very smart thing to do. And it kind of makes her character a lot more likable.
Yeah.
Totally.
Whereas like Luigi's kind of like the damsel in distress in this movie.
Luigi's in like three or four scenes in this
movie. Yeah. So I feel like you need to temper your expectations because I wasn't expecting that.
And also, and Nick and I spoke about this, where there'll be certain purists who will probably be pissed off that, oh, you made Princess Peach like a strong female character. Like, there'll be those people.
Oh, like the worst of the worst.
The worst. And you're like, you all know who you fucking are. But it's like,
Let's just say the movie is better off because Princess Peach is a fucking badass in it, because she gets some awesome scenes.
She just sits in a fucking tower and cries in a giant pink dress. She gets on a cool, she gets on a pink motorcycle. And we will say the scene where they get to create their Mario Karts is pretty fucking cool.
That was fun. That was cool. Like, I guess we should also point out, like, I haven't played lots of Mario growing up. I played probably more Mario Kart, Nintendo 64, and now on the Switch. Pete, I'm not sure history with Mario is.
I had a Nintendo. I had a Super Nintendo. I had a Nintendo 64. So I played Mario. I played all the different versions of Mario World. I played Donkey Kong. I played Mario Kart. I played the Mario art painting thing where you hide like a giant box from Video Easy or Blockbuster, and you connected it and you had like paint and you could draw.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow.
It was awesome. So I grew up with Mario and Mario Kart. So there was a lot in this film, and Donkey Kong. So there was a lot in this film that tickled the young child in me. That's a weird sentence. but it's consensual, so it's okay.
It's yourself. You can tickle yourself.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's mine, so it's fine. Like when Mario turns into the raccoon and flies about, just the fact he could just become bigger by like bumping
the power ups.
Yeah, the power ups.
Like, it's really the cool, how they incorporated all of that. Yeah. And obviously, you know, like when Mario goes into the world, it doesn't take him long to sort of get used to everything. Like,
it's like the one big action training montage, which was cool, which is a really cool. That's the thing.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But like, he gets there, he's like in a world of mushrooms with a talking mushroom. And then it's very quickly, he's like, oh, let's go on an adventure. Like, there's no, where the hell am I? But we can't expect there to be some sort of like having like an existential crisis.
Yeah. It's Mario. Yeah,
What's going on? You know,
yeah.
But
it's Mario.
Yeah.
But what about
like I said, audiences, like if we can get, if we can get the Minions movies to $1 billion, we can do it for Mario Kart. Because I'm actually excited to see, look,
more. Yeah.
At the ending, we get a nice little Yoshi tease. So I feel like that's where they're going to go on the sequel. And I want a sequel. I like the world. And I think maybe the sequel, they'll be able to just to build on so much more. Maybe they won't like put in all of the ground
as make a generic story out of it. Yeah.
Like, we don't need it's cool. Yeah. Like, they're humans and they go in, now they go back and forth between the worlds, but.
So. But Alistair, I want to know what you think, because we had a conversation after the film.
Look, initially I was very disappointed, and the more the movie went on, the angrier I got, because I felt like it was just a giant ad for Universal theme parks. So they've just opened Super Nintendo World. They have a Mario Kart ride. This movie spends way too long on Mario Kart.
Right.
Then when we're going through Donkey Kong's jungle, the next part of Universal Studios Nintendo World is Donkey Kong with a Donkey Kong motorbike ride.
Right.
So it just felt like, oh dear God, like a lot of story was sacrificed to kind of advertise their new theme parks.
It's yeah.
Just, it felt like that. And I'll be interested to see how I feel round two.
Yeah.
Because I think my expectations were really high.
Right. See, mine weren't.
Yeah, I was really saying, high. I was like, I think it'll be fun, but I'm not expecting this to be, you know, the next great animation thing.
So no.
I thought it would be, and I sat next to Sean, who also writes for NovaStream. Hey, Sean. And he said to me at the end, he was like, dude, it's an Illumination movie. I'm like, yeah I know.
See, that's the thing. I think,
and
that's why I think the movie's just fine. Like, that's because it's just a movie that has a lot of flashy stuff. Mm. For me, the flashy stuff was cool enough that I was like, okay, cool. I think that was like, this is a perfectly like 3-star movie for me, right? Mm. Like I might watch it again. I think it looks beautiful. I think I guess for lack of a better word, like the action set pieces, which there is actually a fair bit of action in this film. Like, I loved the Mario Kart scene. I thought turning the Mario Kart scene into like a car chase was really exciting. That was a lot of fun and it looked beautiful. I thought the training montage was great. I thought the Donkey Kong and the Mario scene was brilliant. And like the use of the power-ups, the deep cut references, the ability to just sort of get lost in this world, I thought was flashy and fun enough that I would warrant this being like a good movie. Yeah. Story-wise, though, I was like, if you asked me to recite every single plot, I could take like 2 minutes. Like, there's not much that goes on. It's this takes us to this place. This takes us to this place. This takes us to this place. Big finale. The thing with Bowser that was really interesting, I think, just to backtrack the convo a little bit, is that they're making him accessible for a younger audience for inevitable team ups.
Right.
Because
Good point.
You know, it happens, right? Like, Bowser isn't always the bad guy.
Yeah,
in the Mario game. So I think it's just one of those things where it's just inevitably Bowser will come good and come back through. So
There's also one thing that we haven't touched on yet that I am still like, I really want to listen to the soundtrack, because the score from Brian Tyler is just so good.
It's amazing. It's the way he
incorporating all of the music from all of the games, not just one game,
not just Super like Mario Brothers, but like
the history is just fantastic.
The score is great. Yeah.
Apparently, he worked with the Mario composer. I'm going to
mention
his name, Koji Kondo. I hope that's how you say it. Apologies if I'm wrong. It's just, you won't be able to get it out of your head. It was really good.
I think the closeness of Illumination working with Nintendo does work in the film's favor, because obviously Nintendo were excited to do it. What came with that though is the safety, right? Like, in quotation marks, the safety of the film. Yeah. So Nintendo had really tight wraps over this film. That's why it wasn't screened for a lot of critics. Not because I don't think the quality of the movie was bad, but I think they wanted a lot of people to just experience
it.
Yeah, totally. And that's like, there's been limited interviews with the cast, and there's been limited press. Like we've all spoke about, like the critic screenings we went to, the one Pete and I went to, the second one that was available to us, 3 people. Me and Pete were 2 of them. So you know what I mean? So like, it's been very limited. Reviews can't come out till today when this episode drops. So like, they're wanting to keep it very tight lid on it because they want people to experience it. And I totally get that, because I think going into the film, as if you're a fan of the franchise or not, there is a lot of fun to be had. And, you know, I think there are people, you know, people will hear this review and go, oh, maybe I'm not too excited for it. I was like, I would say, like, don't be excited to see or to experience the story, but experience like the magical world of Mario. It's a visual feast. There is a lot of fun moments. There's a lot of great set pieces. It's just like, kids will love it, and it'll make $1 billion.
It's also going to IMAX. So if you're in Melbourne, make sure you check it out on our fantastic IMAX screen.
I feel like it'd be fun in IMAX, actually. Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. So I'm like, do I?
I reckon around two in IMAX would be worth it.
Yeah.
If we had one in Brisbane.
Maybe one day.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think another part, there was also a couple of Easter eggs from other Nintendo franchises. So Splatoon was in there.
Oh.
So the Squidling was in there in one scene when they're inside of a fish.
Interesting. Yes. Okay. I didn't see the reference, but I know the scene you're talking
about. And when Mario first drops into the Mushroom Kingdom, you get two looks at Pikmin, which was like bizarre. So interesting to see what happens there. I'm guessing depending on the success of this is what they do with the rest of the huge Nintendo stuff.
Nintendo that Cinematic Universe.
That they can... But yeah, I definitely echo your sentiments. If you love Mario, you are going to love this. Yeah. Switch your brain off and have a fun time.
Yeah. It's a completely fine 3-star movie.
Agreed. Any final thoughts?
No. I just say go see it.
And seems to be one of the only like movies aimed at kids that's coming out.
Yeah.
There's very few things that like whole families can go to. Because I mean, yes, Dungeons and Dragons, but that's still a little bit older.
It's still teenagers, yeah.
So Mario's kind of it. So that also has that guy working in its favor. But the good thing is that it's a movie, even though it's a kids' movie, it's still a kind of movie that like teenagers will enjoy, adults will enjoy because they've probably grown up with them too. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that is the Super Mario Brothers movie that is in cinemas now. What did you think? Drop us a message. Let us know. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Thanks for coming on for this special one, you two.
Thanks for having us.
Plug your socials. Go for it.
Peter is at RatedPDG on Twitter and Instagram. You can find him on Rotten Tomatoes. His reviews for the AU review are Rotten Tomatoes certified. Peter Gray with an A, putting the A in Gray, putting the gay in Gray. And I feel like Pete's
he literally just updated his Twitter bio to that. That was quick.
Oh, amazing.
Puts the gay in Gray.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. You're welcome. And that's where pretty much. Oh, we do a podcast, Pete, as well. Monthly Movie Marathon every month.
And Nick.
Wow, selling it hard, Nick.
It's good. Listen.
And Nicola Barrow can be found on Instagram and Twitter with Nick's Flicks Fix, putting the dicks in Nick's Flicks Fix. You can find his amazing stuff. He does 60-second movie reviews. It's the longest time he ever lasts when he's talking about movies.
It's true.
And he does interviews that are actually pretty good and reviews for the Nerdistry Network when he's not talking at you with lots of hand gestures. and then where can they find you, Alistair? Because we
let's do it at the same time, Pete. Right. You can find Alistair at Alistair on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also read his reviews for movies at the NovaStream Network or his games reviews at the AU Review.
I feel like I'm just going to save this and just insert this at the end of every single
episode. That was a fever dream. That was finding a pipe in the sewers of Brooklyn sort of dream. Yeah.
I definitely got a whiff of the sewers. All right.
Okay. Not sure if you know who I am, but I'm about to rule the world.
Wow, yay.
But there's one problem. There's a human, has a mustache, just like you.
You think I know every human being with a mustache wearing an identical outfit with a hat with the letter of his first name on it? Because I don't.
Bowser is coming. Together, we are going to stop that monster.
How? Look at us. We're adorable.
Oh, I got this. No problem. Yes!
Come on, Mario! Our big adventure begins now!
Ah! Get it off! Get it off! Get it off!
There's a huge universe out there. Whoa. With a lot of galaxies. They're all counting on us.
Mario!
No pressure.
Woohoo!